Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, October 26th. Coming up, we'll learn about a theatrical production focusing on 90s hip-hop culture set to be staged this November in Urbana. That story coming up in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A measure to let Illinois legislative employees unionize has cleared the state house and is on its way to the Senate. Alex Degman reports.
It passed after House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch offered changes to address some but not all of his employees' concerns. For example, employees would only have to give 5 days' notice instead of 30 if they're going to strike. But Welch says they still can't strike in months where legislative session days are scheduled, and that covers more than half the year.
This is a nod toward recognizing a union, but in this unique space, there are some things that we have to consider. And so we give them that right to strike, just not during months where session days are scheduled.
The Illinois Legislative Staff Association says an agreement is within reach. A Senate spokesperson says they look forward to reviewing the proposal. I'm Alex Degman.
Illinois lawmakers won't be overriding Governor J.B. Pritzker's veto of an energy bill. The bill would have allowed downstate utilities such as Ameren to have first dibs over the construction of new power transmission lines. The governor vetoed it, saying it would eliminate competition and lead to higher electricity rates. But the bill's sponsor, Will County Democrat Larry Walsh, disputes that.
But in my viewpoint, the simple fact of the matter is transmission lines and the electric grid is a regulated monopoly, has been, and always will be.
Nonetheless, Walsh is dropping his effort to override the veto, saying he'll work to educate his colleagues on the issue and will file a new version of the bill next spring. Members of the Illinois Brotherhood of Electrical Workers say this bill would prevent private, out-of-state utility companies from monopolizing transmission projects. The final piece of property from the former Chanute Air Force Base in Rantoul is now in civilian hands. But as Jim Meadows reports, the Air Force will stay involved in environmental cleanup at the site of the former base in Champaign County.
Air Force Environmental Coordinator Paul Carroll says most of the environmental cleanup has been done at the 2,200 acres that used to be the Chanute Air Force Base.
However, there are new and emerging contaminants that we still are going to be around to investigate and manage as necessary going into the future.
Carroll says they're looking for signs of PFAS and 1,4-dioxane, chemicals with health risks that were little understood when the Chanute base was open. 8 sites will be investigated over the next 3 years. Village and Air Force officials held a ceremony Wednesday to mark the final transfer. I'm Jim Meadows.
A celebration of the National I Stand With Immigrants Day of Action was held last night at the University YMCA in Champaign. The event was hosted by the Illinois Coalition Assisting Undocumented Students Education, or ICAUSE. Illinois Student Newsroom Stephanie Mosqueda was there and had this report.
Attendees learned about different activist organizations on the University of Illinois campus. Amnesty International and La Casa Cultural Latina were among the groups present. The celebration featured dance and music performances from Ballet Folklorico, Grupo Illini, and Professor Augusto Espiritu. ICAUSE Treasurer Samantha Martin says the organization tried to ensure that people of different backgrounds felt welcomed.
We also kind of wanted to emphasize that there is all different types of ethnicities when it comes to immigrants. We try to have different groups come and perform and just to feel a little more like home.
Martin says the event was created to show support for undocumented people all around Champaign-Urbana, not just people on campus. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Still to come, a play focusing on 90s hip-hop culture that's coming to Urbana. That story coming up next on 217 Today.
Season 2 of Hotel Portofino picks up in the summer of 1927 as Bella considers if she should reunite with her no-good husband or focus on a blossoming friendship with a handsome architect. Season 1 is currently streaming on WILL Passport. Friends of WILL can binge all 6 episodes of Season 2 starting the evening of October 15th. Visit will.illinois.edu/passport to learn more.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The Realness, a breakbeat play, opens on Friday, November 3rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Studio Theater at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts.
The rhyme truant, teacher and student with the flow fluid, stupid, ridiculous, meticulous wordplay. My verbal serve you like a waiter on a good day.
That was Tony Garcia, an Illinois theater student playing the character of Roy. I spoke with the play's director, Aaron Munoz, to learn a little bit more about the show and the importance of portraying underrepresented groups in a celebratory way. Aaron, for those who might not know, can you explain what a breakbeat play is?
Idris Goodwin, the playwright, kind of coined the term. Breakbeat plays are hip-hop theater. So kind of merging the aesthetic, not only the music of hip-hop, but the kind of resistance culture, the creativeness, the diversity of hip-hop, and using theater as a device to tell those stories.
Was there any specific reason behind picking this show?
I've just been a really big fan of this play. I think that there are a lot of really wonderful works of art and theater pieces that center Black and Brown trauma. And this is a piece that celebrates joy, that celebrates love. But at the center of it is a celebration of culture and the idea of growing up and falling in love.
And there are still amazing works that have been done and are really popular that were created by people who are in the majority. So I like to hear that the people who might be underrepresented are now going to be reflected in art and are creating art that's being put on.
Absolutely. We're looking at exploring what the new canon is. Too often we see this idea of classic or classical related to a particular demographic, older white men who have some really wonderful works to offer and should still be celebrated, but they kind of run the gamut of the human experience. My goal as a director, especially in this piece, is to explore that, to say that not all of the expression of the stories that we see in our Black and Brown communities are specifically rooted in things that hurt us.
What was the students' reaction like when they got into this show? Because I imagine that it might not have been as familiar to some of the students.
Right. Honestly, there's a lot of excitement about this play, particularly with the students in the production, as we spent the first couple of days around the table just talking about the references from the 90s who their parents understand, but they don't necessarily understand, and breaking down all of those things. There was a large connection to the characters in the play and ensemble of actors that we have. One of our grad students, Yvonne Rose Smith, she mentioned that this is the first time that she's played a specifically Black character written by a Black playwright. As a Black woman, it was really special to her to be bringing her own life experience to telling this story.
Does this take you back? Are there any hip-hop artists that you think of when you are working on this show?
Of course. I mean, one of the reasons I'm directing this play is because this is definitely my era. Black Star, Tribe Called Quest, The Fugees, which are referenced in the play, Missy Elliott, Jay-Z, Biggie, Tupac. Like, there's a lot of wonderful artists during this time, which is very formative for me as a young person. And, you know, also there's something about listening to a piece of music, as in any connection to a piece of art, that can transport you. And I think that some of this music really transports me. I think it'll transport the audience. And our actors are really excited to put forth this kind of late 90s hip hop era.
What would you say to people who want to come to the show, but they might be unfamiliar with that genre or that era? What can they expect to see?
I think they can expect to see a really well-told story that involves hip-hop culture at a specific time. It takes place in a Midwest city in the late 90s. And for those people who have kind of lived through that or experienced that era, there will be definitely some nostalgia attached to that. But I think anyone else coming new to it will get to see a love story that is also centered in what it is to be your true self. There's going to be some hip hop performances. There's going to be some dancing. There's going to be some laughing. And hopefully people will come away nodding their heads a little bit, even if they don't know anything about hip hop or have no connection to that idea or that, of the music or the culture.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, Aaron.
Searching for a name and then trying to make it. Every day a new wall and we trying to break it. Every day struggle and I know the cost. You can't celebrate no wins until you suffer some loss.
That was Jai Torres, who plays the role of Prima in The Realness. The show opens on Friday, November 3rd, and runs through Friday, November 10th at the Studio Theater at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. All shows are at 7:30 p.m. Krannert Center for the Performing Arts is an underwriter of Illinois Public Media. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers late in the day and a high of 75 degrees, south wind gusting to 30 miles per hour. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, Jim Meadows, and Stephanie Mosqueda. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.